There was a new one from Aldous Harding off her new album, If Lady Does It. And I'm very excited, and as you do, we've got a special guest doing their debut comedy fest show.
Period.
Nick Wiki is John Tullivai. Welcome to the studio, what?
Hi.
Hey.
What's up, everyone? It's John.
Yay, hi. Can you introduce yourselves? To the listeners.
Hello, forever. My name is John Tullivai, and I am the funniest, fattest girl from Mount Roskill.
Yes!
And if you're in the lunch bar area and you saw this green tent walk past, I'm hungry, so make sure you buy me something when I walk back out. You're welcome.
Yep. So, and that's a threat.
That's a threat. That's a 100% threat. Jeez, sweeties, when you hear me coming down those stairs... Have those hot chips ready.
And can you please have some for me too? Because I'm a little bit hungry as well.
Yeah, bring something up for Liv. Yeah. Come on, guys.
John, you've got your debut show coming up next week. What is the show called? And can you tell us a little bit about it, please?
Yeah, this show is called... Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Yes.
It is my debut show inside the... I always get this mixed up because it's such a... The New Zealand International Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
It'll be my first time ever doing a show inside that festival.
Yeah.
And basically the show is both... It's in the title. You get a little bit of man, you might get a lot of bit of woman, and you might feel like both... By the time you leave my show, but it is
and that's the trans experience.
That's just me being transparent, everybody.
Yeah,
I think it's just a gutter. It doesn't take itself too serious, and it reminds us just to have a laugh. And it's really about human connection and shared experience together, and just breathing and laughing.
Yeah, of course. And obviously there's going to be some jokes.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
I fucking hope so.
Oh, gosh, I can swear on here?
Yeah, of course you can swear.
Oh, fuck, period.
I think it's after 9 a.m. we can swear. Oh, so period. Before that.
No.
No, but after.
Coco Melon.
And so comedy, is there going to be any other like elements to your show? Any singing? Any, I don't know, music? I don't know.
There will be attempts at singing.
Yo.
Singing will be attempted at my show, but I do have to, like, full disclosure is that I do actually have an amazing voice, but if you
thank you so much for telling us that
one thing that matches me being funny is my ability to sing.
Yes.
But it is one of those things that you just have to come to the show and experience. There are many, like, obviously there are jokes, but it's just the full shebang. You're just gonna feel really pummeled after you leave the show. Like, there is something for everybody.
That's perfect. Yeah. It's perfect. I think it's really... I'm not going to enough comedy shows and feeling pummeled, so let's go.
Welcome to my darling, and you will feel pummeled.
And are you a big Shania Twain fan, or did you just kind of...
Big? No. Sorry. I had to get that one.
No, get it out. Get it
big.
Out.
Yes, in literal senses and, you know, in metaphorical senses. I love that bitch.
Yeah, she's awesome, mate.
And I really hope she comes to my show. So I need people to just be up in my Instagram marketing tagging Shania Twain.
Yes, please.
She'll either come to the show or she'll sue us for using her title.
Oh.
Either or.
Either is a privilege, I reckon.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And what was your kind of process for developing the show? Because, yeah, I think this is mostly a music radio. Like, this is, we talk a lot about music, but we don't talk about, like, creation of comedy and theatre. So I'm wondering how you kind of came to this show. Yeah.
I think it was just like... I don't know, I had to deliver something at the end of last year for another, like, mini festival, and I was like, fuck, I don't know what to do. And then I was like, let me lean on my funny bone. And I think that's where it just came from, and I had done something earlier last year that was, like, real melancholic, and it was real deep, and it was real poetic, and it was real whatever it was. And then at the end of the year, I was like, fuck all of that. I just want to be funny.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to... lean on the experience of being a fa'afafine, and that entails everything that you need to know about the show, really.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And what are some kind of, like, topics you're going to be touching on in your show?
I might be... Sorry, I heard touching. And then I was like, I don't know where I might be touching some audience members, but I do say disclose that the audience participation is mandatory. So when you're talking about what are some of the things I might touch on, is probably somebody's husband in the audience.
Yes.
So yeah, I might touch that.
Yeah.
But I do.
So this is a pānui to all the people of Auckland to bring husbands to the show.
Bring your husbands. You can come too, but just don't get mad. I told you.
I told you I was going to touch your husband.
You bought consent, it. With consent, yeah. Everybody asked first. Yeah. But yeah, it's about sex, it's about love, it's about being fat, it's about being queer. Yeah. It's just about all of those things. It's about sounds being amazing. Unapologetically myself, really.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really cool. It sounds like a really amazing show.
Yeah.
Can you give us some show details so people know where to come to and where to buy tickets, please?
Right, so you can come now if you want. Talking about coming, you can come to my show. I open next week, but I'm also open right now. No, I'm kidding. May 19th, May 20th, and May 23rd at the Q Theatre in their cellar, which is all the way at the bottom of Q Theatre in the smallest room, and they put the fattest person there. So we'll see how that works. Bitch. I might be on your lap, I might be on your head. Who knows?
And you might be on someone's husband.
Might be on somebody's husband.
Amazing. And you can get tickets from...
You can get tickets from iTicket if you search on iTicket or on the official New Zealand International Comedy Fest website, or just find me on Instagram.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cool marketing. And whilst we're talking about marketing, shout out to my super amazing producer, Renee Wicke.
Yeah, shout out Renee. Also in the studio with
also
us.
Also in the studio, period. Liven and Kala, who has just been such a backbone to... and we laugh and then we cry.
Yeah.
Has just been a backbone to this work. And with our other incredible, amazing wahine, the whawhawhine is just, we'd just be floating
on
amazing. Somebody's husband. So I love you, Renee. Thank you.
Shout out, Renee. Oh, this show is going to be incredible, Wehoa. And thank you so much for coming up and talking about it. And so, yeah, everyone, head along to Comedy Fest next week.
Exactly. Hurry up. Also, sorry, one last thing, because we also have Takatapu Nani
in the studio. Right here too,
who just released her single...
Only Girl.
Only Girl, yesterday. So we created a curatorial experience. You listen to Only Girl by Takatapu Nani while you're booking Man, I Feel Like a Woman tickets.
Hard out.
Trust me, nothing will make you finish quicker.
And that's that, Kelly.